Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station for yet another hour of Thursday night open mic hype. I am your host, Miss Poetic E, and my co-host is Mr. Stevie G. Oh, wow. Where has the week gone? It seemed like it was just Monday. Now it is already Thursday. I am kind of pooped. I feel more like it's hump day rather than Thursday because you got everything going on, but, not always enough time to get things done that you need done. But nevertheless, this is the hour where we can chill down and just relax, sit back and relax. So that's what we're going to do tonight. All right, we're just going to get it off and started here first. I am going to connect my co-host in, and we're just going to get started. Good evening, CVG. How are you?
Good evening. Miss E, how you doing?
Oh, lovely.
don't be being mad because the week is going by. I'm glad the week is going by. Closer to the weekend.
You got to put there, give you... I'm sorry.
How was your week so far?
Oh, busy and eventful.
Well, that's good. At least it wasn't boring and ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm definitely glad to be here tonight because then, you get a chance to relax and just fall back and chill for a moment. I look forward to these nights to just hear people come through and share their voice and just have a great time. So I guess we better get that started, huh?
I guess so. Why don't you start it off with some music? Get the room in the room.
All right, Mr. Stevie G, that's what we will do by special request of you. I know you love your old school, that's for sure. What are we going to play for Stevie G? I don't know. Let's go with the Gap Band.
Thank you.
All right, that took me back, Stevie G.
I know what you're talking about.
I love old school music. It just does everything right for you. Just put everything all in perspective. Just so, whew. That was the Gap Band with Yearning for Your Love. Yearning. Make you want to break out in song.
Go ahead, do your thing. You got,
all right,
you got 3 listeners. We listen.
Huh?
You got 3 listeners, and three listeners that's in the chat room. I don't know about the global listeners, but go on and get global with your bad stuff.
Yeah, we got people on the switchboard, too.
Go on and get global. Get global. Do your thing. Break it down to it. Bang, woman.
Stevie G, I'm going to have to get some lessons from you first.
You don't need no lessons from me. This is your show. Do your thing. Remember, this is open mic. You can do it.
Yes,
like.
Yes. True that.
You
want to
get
that.
On here and go, yeah. It's up to you. Anyway.
Well, all right. We needed that smile, that laugh, that burst of energy, huh, CBG?
I'm telling you, you know, I work in such a stressful environment. Any chance I get to laugh, I'd laugh. Because laughter is truly a stress buster.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, we're going to get the show started here. Well, the show was already started, but I want to go ahead and share a piece that I included in our new collection. I'm officially releasing the press release tomorrow. Yay! finally. Everybody, so you hear it over airwaves. Synchronized ink. Here we come. Finally. Stevie G, are you excited?
You don't be on
Facebook. You don't be on Facebook that much.
Girl, I'm lucky I got time to do the show. You know, I got home tonight and I was talking to somebody on the phone, and then I thought, well, I haven't talked to my sister because I moved, so I said, well, let me call my sister, you know, I'll call you back. So I was over there making something to eat. And my sister said, yeah, well, it's Thursday night. You got to get ready for the show. And I was like, oh, my God, it is Thursday. I got to do the show. I forgot all about it. The one from my sister reminded me that I had to do the show tonight. I probably would have been late.
The family knows.
Yeah, my sister knows, you know. So, hey. Thank God you let me know, because I'll tell you, I was completely, I just walked in. I only been home since 7:30.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it is what it is. I'm here, so let's make the best of it.
Yeah,
right?
You're here, and we're so thankful to have you.
And I'm so glad to be here.
So, for those of you who have not been keeping up on the updates on what we've been doing with this anthology, we have a lot of people globally that have participated in the collection that we have put together in a book for poets from all over. So we can officially call it an international book. The title of our book is Synchronizing. I'm getting all excited and call it International Synchronizing, an Anthology of Poetry. And we will originally, I was going to do the 15th, but since next Friday is 11-11-11, I could not have it not come out on that day. Because it's just like, it just really puts the icing on the cake of what I wanted this book to feel synchronized. Everything is synchronized. And I don't know if a lot of people out there are into numbers and all of that kind of stuff, but, you know, this 11-11-11, everybody's been having this big hype about it, and I thought, hey, we have to have our book come out that day. We have to. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I originally said the 15th, but we can do it the Friday. So I'll be putting out the press release tomorrow. Yay! But here's one. I'm going to give everybody a sneak preview of one of the poems that I have included in the book. And their poem is, and Stevie, you heard it already. the poem is, I am love and love is me. And I'm going to read it very quickly. Say that rhyme. I'm so corny. You ready, Stevie G?
Of course I'm ready.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, my phone was breaking up. I'm ready. I hear you.
Oh, all right. All right, here we go. I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the cold of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love, blood stains. I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valley of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone. I am love, and love is me. Love is always and will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free. And that's my piece.
Wow, that was a beautiful piece.
Thank you, Stevie G. Oh, my God. Thank you, Stevie G. That is going to be one of the pieces that's included. All of my other pieces are way, way too long. But that's a sneak preview of our book, Synchronized Ink, coming out 11/11/11. Yay! Now we have people from all over the globe. We have the Philippines representing, Kenya, Nigeria, of course the U.S., various parts of the U.S., and we have even the Ukraine in our book, our collection. We have, did I say Kenya, Nigeria, Ukraine, one other place, Estria, Austria, I can't even pronounce it. I've never even heard of that country, but it's in one of the poets are from that country, and they're in our book, and so we're so excited about that, and it's just going to be a must-have collection. Because some wonderful pieces are in there that will make tears run from your eyes nonstop. All right, well, we're going to get to keep the show going here, and we are going to take the first caller, and then we're going to have some more poetry. All right, caller from the 301, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetiki and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
You got Twisting Words. What's going on?
Hey, Twisting Words, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, great. What are you going to do for us this evening?
Actually, I'm going to do a piece I wrote today. It's actually pretty short, so it's straight to the point. It's called More Than a Moment. And this is kind of something for a lot of poets to think about.
Okay.
My stimulus package to the poet's recession is written poems on the back and front papers from thoughts and long planning. My reparation is the ideas and work that will move society and not my local community. To be more than a moment on stage, but an historic moment in pages. To carefully create a piece that would make prophets stare and rewrite history. To take the lead on talent that soon becomes a trend, like skinny jeans, and but longevity on rotating earths. To be the resolution to constant problems, to be the new form of public speaking through public leaders, and someday become a Bible of its religion, where the study would be Poetology 101. Are we moments for just written moments, or are we trying to be continuation of the next generation while we pass our pens to your hand and your gift becomes powerful with my pen and we continue the legacy until the earth stands still and the destruction of man more than a moment?
That was deep, bro.
Yes, we have to clap it up and show some love. But it really had some depth and substance to it, you know. Had a message in it. Twisting
right.
Words, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How we do on here, we definitely love the fellowship. So if you have a book or anything that's out, go ahead and put your plug out and let us know how we can fellowship with you even after the show.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook, Twisting Words. At Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. That's Twisted Words with a Z on Twitter. And also in December, I believe the 17th, I dropped my book, Descriptions, my very first poetry book. So that comes out, and I'll be doing a release party in the metropolitan DMV area, and details will come about. You can also check that out on my Words, and that's Words from the Soul artist page on Facebook as well. You see, I'm kind of like having pages all over pages. You can friend me on any of those pages, or friend me on Facebook as Twisting Words. And also, you could, if you're plugging something, I'm plugging it. I'm going to advertise it until the day of your event. I always push people's stuff up. You can see that on my page how much I push things up. I was supposed to be at Bus Boys tonight in Hinesville, but unfortunately I had to work tonight. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm spitting poetry online.
All right.
We're glad to have you
on our show. Well, you know what? You are a man after my own heart, because I am a sister that loves to push people as well. So
right.
Definitely, when your book comes out, I definitely want an opportunity to interview and have people on the show that tunes into the show definitely support your book.
Make
sure you stay connected so we can get you scheduled for an interview.
No doubt. I mean, it's always a pleasure. I mean, it's definitely long.
Yeah, email me at pensproducer@live.com. That's P-E-N-S, producer@live.com.
At lives?
Yes, .com.
Okay, I definitely do that. It's always a pleasure to do on phone. I mean, on the line and on the phone poetry. I haven't did it since Love Talking Slow Jams, when I used to host the season with Justine and Todd B. So, I mean, it's been a long time. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did
so
that.
So you're all around, man.
Yeah, I do what I do. I used to have a blog talk show too, but because of school, I had to cancel it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is always time to revive anything that's supposed to happen anyway.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm working on it, but you know, just not today. That's my saying. I'm working on
it, but not
today.
All in time.
Yeah.
All right, brother, we appreciate you coming through, and definitely don't be a stranger. Thank you for hanging out with us, Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. We certainly welcome you back anytime you like.
Oh, no doubt. I'm always welcome to pop up, and I love to listen. So, I mean, for me to call in today was just, I guess I just wanted to do something because, again, I was supposed to be at Bus Boys tonight, so I kind of like... This is my little bit, because I got to sit at work and do poetry, you know what I mean? So.
Well, that's all right, brother. We're definitely glad you came through, and we definitely will stay connected and get you back here on the show.
Oh, that's a bet. Thank you for paving the way through your online station, and continue doing what you're doing.
All right. All right, that was Mr. Twisted Words. We are definitely going to keep the show going here. We're going to take the very next caller here. caller from the 786 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
How you doing? This is DC, the voice for reason. How you doing?
Hey, DC. DC, you can see the kind of effect you have on us. We all have.
Dude, you changed my voice. Dude. What's up, dude?
How are you kind people doing?
Yeah,
we blessed.
That's good. That's good. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I decided to come on here. And,
so what you going to do tonight?
Something new I've been messing with. It's a short piece, but it's a powerful piece. I did this at the Bethune-Cookman College event that I was in last weekend at their homecoming. So I was picked to do poetry there, which was a blessing. I did three pieces in front of a crowd of 1,000 college students, which was kind of interesting. So it was good.
Oh, wow.
So this is a piece that I did. This is the first one I did.
I am so happy for you. I have to say that before you even get started. You make me smile.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And this is a piece that I did. I did this to African drums. So even though I have African drums now, so you probably got to imagine it just with African drums. It was a real powerful piece.
All right.
All right, here it goes. Listen. Shh. I can hear the drums of freedom celebrated in the womb of Africa, narrated through her eyes of resilience, and her heartbeat made us dance with tambourines that were made from the skins of her oppressors, for they know not what they do, because we were slaves planted in forbidden fruit that became heathens of the overwhelmed with a clenched fist. Directed by untitled tribulation, because only revelation resides within these lines of struggle. And I plead the fifth on being humble, and I wonder if freedom will ever credit redemption for suffering at the hands of strangers. And I am tired of God being bookmarked in randomly read pages read backwards, forgetting that he is the beginning and the end, because God don't make cowards out of the chosen, because strength comes in numbers, only subtracted by non-believers that cheat God by putting him in the confines of lines with no passion, leaving freedom to fend for itself with no followers. So now the truth can only survive on borrowed time, taken from lives with insufficient funds, but my battle was already won, because God is the catalyst of my praise. He is a pulse of my purpose. He is the integrity of the sun. He is the heartbeat of this drum. He is love without compromise. He is unread messages through faith-driven eyes. He is life. He is light. He is freedom. And it's that piece.
The man. Give me some love.
No way. I can't even. DC, I don't think there's a word I can even say that I haven't said already to describe how I feel when you deliver. Wow.
I wish you would do one thing, though. Wait till I do my piece before you come on, okay? Right, can you do that for me? I was making it hard on a brother got to follow behind you with all that preaching. No, man, you all love your pieces, man. I do. I really do. You bring the noise.
So
we got to give it to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just, you know, try to keep it moving and invite every day and, you know, and as me and Michelle talked a lot, I really take this thing seriously, and I really
try to cultivate my craft every day and try to improve and be innovative and different. And, you know, so I'm doing something every day. I got this new piece that I'm working on now that I'm going to debut on y'all show in a few weeks. It's a love poem.
All right.
And it's like really, really deep. It's like, oh, it's crazy. And I just love how God uses my pen to be effective. And, you know, this is something that
me
I love.
Too.
And, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people play with it. I take it seriously. So, and it comes out in the delivery that God gave me. So.
Yes. You know what? You can tell. It's just, you can't even say, oh, he learned this or nothing. It's just an anointing all over. That's all I can say. And can't nobody say that at all. Can't nobody say nothing different.
Right.
All right. There's some other poets waiting, but I so love you. So appreciate you when you come through.
I love you guys too, and please, please continue to do what you do. We love you guys.
All right, we will.
Right, thank you.
Thank you,
bro. We love you, man.
All right.
All right, that was Mr. DC, the voice of reason. Yes, the most appropriate name there is for him. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I can talk all day about DC. Man. All right, caller from the 646 area code. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
This is Poetress Me.
Hi, Poetress Me. How are you, sister?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
We're great. We're so glad to hear your voice this evening.
Thank you. Likewise.
What are you going to do for us this evening?
This is called Unsultry Sounds of Music. Gaze between the lines of instrumental reverberation, visualization of African annihilation, combinations of hammered drum vibrations, representations of marked tree creations, musical variations of sopranos, altos, tenors, basses, sensations, back-breaking hums out in the plantation, evil fingers on the piano supporting degradation, rock and rolly hallelujah, segregation, dancing across the green, escaping from humiliation, incarceration, sentencing me to a life of damnation. What does it take for me to come to realization? Shrieking sounds of cymbals every morning, rotation, fornication, winding on top of me with a sick form of ejaculation. Crying the blues because you planted fertilization. Another half Negro child missing that education, dedication. My seed, your seed, experimentation of swallowing my milk, feel the pulsation. Many, many years, divination, chanting more jingles of discrimination. Lack of information, no, misinterpretation of my black face, adulation. So tree violins graze beneath the soil, strangulation. America the beautiful, damn, what a nation.
All right. Is that that piece?
I'm sorry?
That went real deep. You know what? I like to always find when people write, you know, with such passion, where does that come from? Where did that piece come from? What made you write that particular piece in such a way?
I was just sitting there watching, you know, Roots. And you, if you notice that in any type of slavery pictures, you always know that something bad is about to happen when music starts playing in the background.
Right.
So that's how I got that, you know, I just did my piece based off just music in the background. Not all music is good.
Right. I will agree with you on that.
Thank you.
Oh, we so appreciate you, my sister, for coming through and sharing your voice, your uniqueness. I enjoyed the piece, and you Definitely, definitely always welcome to come back. I look forward to when you guys come through, especially you, because I remember the very first time you came on the show.
Thank you.
It just did an awesome job, and it's always great for people to come and return and still continue to share their voice with us. So we definitely appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
All right. You always, if we do have time, or if you feel, if you have time, you can always come back through and do another if you like. We certainly welcome that as well.
Sure.
All right. We're going to take the very next caller because I see the time is just tick, 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 ticking. Before we go, sister, let people know how they can fellowship with you as well.
I'm on Facebook, it pushes me, as well as Twitter and Google Plus.
All right.
That's about it for right now.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all heard, if you want to reach out and touch in fellowship with her, you got the info, so do what you need to do. All right, we're going to take the very next caller. All right, caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie D, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hello, it's Strong Island. How are you?
Hey, Strong Island. We got a song for Strong.
I see.
A song for Strong.
Well, tonight I'm going to do a piece called Reality Sets In. All right. The piece goes like this. Reality sets in when all the music stops. The food is gone. You look around and now it's dawn. Did you really spend the night? Was it really all that hype? Fast ass from the start. Just had to get some. Tasting, loving, stroking. The kitty got you both feeling real giddy. Drinks were all done, being poured. Trying not to let it fall on the floor. Wide eye and bush between you. No time for another screw. Just look and find your shoes. Hands down pants, stroking him like never before. It's just too late to cause an eruption of a magnitude proportion. Left the memories of hot loving, nuts bursting, screaming from the entrances and exit of the gift that keeps on giving, whether you accept it or not. Don't be too sharp. Once you find out, on to the next one house, and that is my piece.
All right, Miss Stone Island. All right, Miss Stone Island, put it down.
Yeah, you took a long clap. The people that was clapping got tired. You notice how the clap started to dissipate? They were tired.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Stone.
All right, Miss Stone Island. All right, well, the time is winding down. We have 21 more minutes remaining. I just want to quickly... just shout out everyone in the chat room and thank you for hanging out with the Poetic Energy Network Station family this evening. All of you guys on the switchboard, we so appreciate you hanging out with us. And if you want to chime in, select option one, and we'll definitely connect you in. Well, our sister needs to take a break from the switchboard, so we are going to play a little music for you and then get back right back into it. With some poetry. Now, some of you guys may appreciate this song. I don't know why I love this song so much, but I'm going to shake it up and liven up the place a little bit with some Drone with Gutta V.
Where I'm from, take you around my way.
Gutta V. We kill down in Gutterville. Hustle hard and broke steel down in Gutterville. Far away from society, Gutterville. I wish the devil would try me.
I'm riding low, white walls on the caddy still. From Hollis to Watts, all the way to Maddieville. Not a father figure, stop acting how your pappy feel. Clean cut and bright, keep the hair nappy still. Yeah, we broke out here, Peter rolled life. So you smoked out there. Imagine taking a step through someplace with bless you. Then they tried to test you. You made them all respect you. See, that's exactly where my people come from. The grind, the oil, the flash, and the beatings come from. We done walk through the stormy weather, sleep with my gun. It's a lot of math I don't want to teach to my son. Like how the rock, the stove, and the beat could be one. See, a simple mind will always have to pay a hard price. Where I'm from, it's cold, we keep the heater at night. She ain't the only one that had to live a hard knock life. We from
quarter, place the order, have you over easy under some water. You can get whatever you need. 40 Phillies cook in the kitchen, kids playing the streets. 15 with heat, belt buckles stuck on their knees. Who we disrespect, jumping you to bleed. Money, bitches, and burners, cars beefing and murders. Trying to change forms, just say when we dirty. You can get jacked for your jersey, get that shot for your rim. Shooting dice, broad daylight, bomber jackets and slim. At the club, 16 deep in the truck, talking name strapped, stupid as up to the 51 tray, you will see what I mean. You ain't gotta be an actor to get cut from the scene. The Rose Squad, and we here for the whole pot. I don't care if you own stock, we arraign on your whole block. We from
real, turn into somebody's meal.
Yeah.
My whole section is eight still. We live off, let's make deals with killers that take. Our motto was stay real, eat off your meal. Fat but post still, no God but won't kneel. Doc my hood ill, save them. Working hard 9 to 5 but won't pay them. The law treat my like roaches, they try to spray them. The government be hollering tempo, they okay them. Black to the future, they trying to back in the day. The devil never played for Oakland, but still raid us. Only God can save us.
Gotta bail.
Detroit and all our Grungle listeners, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network Station on yet a Thursday night open mic hype with your girl Poetic G and Mr. Stevie G holding it down for you in the evening time. All right, it's after 9, so I guess we better keep it going here because we got 16 more minutes remaining and we definitely have some more people that want to come on through, so we're going to let that happen. And take the very next caller here after my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, break it on down. Stevie
okay,
G,
I'm over
you
here. I'm over here eating trail mix.
So, I'm trying to be human with it, but...
I wrote this piece, it's called That Man. I am that man, black and strong, loving my woman. To her I sing that special song. Poems I write to compliment her being, even when we're at odds and heavily disagreeing. I am that man that wants our partnership to flourish, that feeds off her love, for through this love I'll nourish. I am that man, grateful to be a part of you, knowing that God has blessed me in companionship with you. I am that man, standing with you by my side, through thick and thin and ridicule, yet I stand with pride. I am that man, proud to be me, proud to have you, proud to love you, proud to share life with you. That man am I, the man that loves you. And that's my piece.
Stevie G, yes, we have to show you some love. Love is in the air, I say. It's in the air. All right, let me stop. All right, Stevie G.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep the show going here. That was my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, holding it down. All right, we are definitely going to keep it going here and take the very next caller. Caller from the 240 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Mind Poet.
All right, Mind Poet, welcome back. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. This is a new piece I want to do tonight. It's a new piece. I'm just still working on it. Haven't finished it, but I want to perform it tonight.
All right.
I'm talking out of silence. I'm walking out of violence. I'm going against the odds. I'm a child of God. Going against my own flesh. My spirit's at the test. My soul is everlasting, so my broadcasting. Change my way of thinking. Stop that smoking. Stop that drinking. Stop that lying. Stop that stealing. I'm going to go further than that. Stop that fornication. Stop that masturbation. Killing me softly. Dead man walking. Devil, stop that talking. Because you're a liar. God's my provider. I've been through hell and back. Untouched. Unburned. I'm standing firm. See, I'm a new man now. And I've changed. God has got me, and I know. And I never let him go because I'm the light of life. I'm the light of life. I'm a new man now, and I've changed. God has got me, and I know, and I never let him go, because I'm the light of life. I'm the light of life. I'm walking out of bondage, because it's no longer my heritage. These strongholds got to let me go, because God is all around. See, I'm the light of life, because I'm a new man now, and I changed. And God has got me, and I know, and I never let him go, because I'm the light of life. I'm the light of life.
Impulse.
And that's all right. And that's that piece. All right. All right, man, poet. You said that like you were testifying.
I'm the light of life, so I want everybody to know Jesus is the light of the world. Whoever follows him will never be in darkness, will be the light of life. So your past, you're a new man now, and your past is gone. Your past is gone, so whatever you did, God took it on a cross with him. So cast your care to Jesus, and he took it with him on the cross. You're a new man, you're a new woman now in Christ Jesus. You're the light of life, so live as the light of life.
All right. Say that. All right, that was the Mind Poet. It's been a while, but thank you so much, brother, for coming through. We so appreciate you. I know you got a book out there, so plug it real quickly.
The book, I forgot what it's called. I'm so hyper right now. The book is called In Him I Stand. You can buy it at Amazon. I live in him, I walk in him, in him I stand. And I'm working on a second book, and it should be out maybe January.
All right. Well, we wish you well, brother, and please don't be a stranger. We so appreciate you for coming through.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Night, bro.
That was a mind poet, y'all. All right. We see the time is cooking, ticking and ticking and ticking away. So we're going to come through and remind you, everybody that's hanging out on the switchboard, we see you, but in order for us to hear you, you have to make sure you select option one, and I'll know that you want to be heard. All right, so we're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 646 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller, are you there? 646?
Oh, that's me again? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Oh, what, you
shocked? Yeah.
Don't be. We liked you that much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This one is called Quixotic. It's a little sexy. Don't judge me. Is that okay?
Nobody judging people here.
Yeah, we don't judge. We just love.
Okay. Well, it's called Quixotic.
Okay.
And it goes, as I step out of the shower, dry myself off, smothered in tamale rolls, I clothed myself in a red negligee, you know, the one with the slit in the middle, sipping on some sweet Carvel, elevating the sounds of the quiet storm through my bedroom. I lay between my satin sheets and with succulent candles simmering my nest as I am making love with my mind and my spirit, intentionally forgetting the catastrophes of this earlier day. I slither on my queen size to the sounds of Marvin Gaye. When I get this feeling, I want sexual healing, the healing of my hands upon my breast with the purring of the wind beyond my pain, and all I can do is let out a quiet laughter as I elevate my right thigh and then my left, not considering my 3-inch heels unforgiving, poking my sheets. Although ironic, my shoes on my bed, but tonight is my night, so my fingers slowly proceed past my navel. Not yet. Am I ready to experience quick breath? I don't think I could have gotten a better answer from the sound of, go ahead, really? Get your groove on, because tonight my hand is slipping through. The melodious, a little twist of Jill Scott blazing from my radio. Oops, my quick breath explodes with my love lingering through my fingers. I, too excited to move, just lay and lay, amusingly almost fall asleep with a stroke of wetness steadily exuding my body. I don't need a man. I don't need a man. I don't need a man because I have my hand, and as I wake with the rays of sunlight and the tint of morning dew, I walk to the shower wondering what journey my imagination will lead me next.
All right. You said no judge, you hold my hand. Wow.
Did somebody put on Marvin Gaye?
All we say is this poetry is to express yourself. As long as it don't kick, you know, kicked off the shelf of the air, we'll be good with it.
Okay.
Can we get some Marvin Gaye playing, please?
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. So the woman painted a picture, okay? I'm just trying to get more of the picture to be expressed. Put some Marvin Gaye on.
You know what?
And I'm sorry, I ain't going to get us kicked off the air. Ain't nobody going to get us kicked off the air.
All right. We got 5 more minutes remaining in the show. Thank you, my dear sister, for coming through again. We have another anxious caller, so we're going to take that caller. Don't be a stranger. You're always welcome. All right. Before we take the very next call, I just want to say to everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We love you. We appreciate your presence always here. Please check out all of our other shows that we have. I have various hosts here on the network throughout the week, and we do a lot of different things and host a lot of different shows. So please make sure you check them out. Different times, different hosts, but same station, same network, same phone number to call in. All right, with that being said, I'm going to take this next caller very quickly so they can get it in. Caller from the 301 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yo, I came back to the show. It's Twisting Words.
Oh, Twisting Words.
I'll try to close this spot down.
Well, we're going to let
right.
you do that, too. Roll with him, brother.
Yeah. So you want me to close out the show?
Drop it like
yeah,
it's hot, man.
Okay. Yeah. This piece is called Poet's Recession, and it just goes back into the what if we as poets lose all these things and be affected by recession, but in a poetic form of recession. You know what I mean?
All
okay.
right.
Here you go. No more ink, they announce. Paper shortage to recycle, local venues putting closed signs on stages, but books clubs have no engagements. Poets run into the underground with tools that they found in rubbish. Can't sleep at night, because I don't dream about pieces no more. It's a poet's cold war. Can't get in touch with my poets because the systems go down every time you Google pens, papers, writers, reading, spoken words, poets, poetry, haikus, spitting, rapping, voice recorders, mics, stages, performance, and messages, and just a few cue words that causes viruses to spread. And instead of open doors, it's getting cold. I remember how poetry used to bring the flames and keep us up warm, protect us from any possible harm, and now we're nameless mortals of the unusual norm. I believe we have the silence for reason, and time and time we submitted bills to pass for stimulus reparation instead of running for treason. Rejections, ejections, evictions, and convictions. When the attempts were made, we became a threat. Our mics were tapped, our books were written and burned, and some of us were arrested, no longer seen after performing. They actually had the feds groups watching us and taking notes, and if a flag was raised, off we go. The damages on our futures of writers and readers going back to the time we were slave not to learn, and now the thesaurus and Webster's are no longer in reach. Great names are too scared to stand up and teach, simply because they heard scopes and red dots on you. I keep wandering through dirt fields and filled streets, looking through trash cans and piled garbage for just a pen, picking up empty shells with no names on them. And I heard one time a poet wrote his work in the sand, kept on writing until he felt cramping in his hands. He poured small amounts of water into each scribe and mixed it in cement to keep it work alive. And in a matter of seconds, a bomb was dropped, and everything he'd written in the vicinity was torched and lost, and his name was erased in one explosion. His work art, which took him 82 days to scribe, became a flowing erosion. And just then, it came to light. There was never an intention for poetry to come to life. So they made sure all the memories of poetry was destroyed, even terminated the book of Psalms of the Bible so it could not be deployed. Poetry, I think, is not dead, but I keep seeing these scriptures and phrases, pauses in my head, and I make sounds like a mute. To say the first word you heard at the moment annunciation to pronunciation came out, talking alarms and gunshots rang out, I was hit where I sit in open mouth, and that's the day speaking in the spoken word died with me.
All right.
Woo-hoo! Mr. Twisting Words! Yeah! Yes! All right, we got 6 seconds of Twisted Words. You did your thing. King. I so enjoyed that piece, and we definitely going to have to connect and fellowship again and talk to you about coming down here to Michigan. All right, among some other people. All right. Well, everybody, that's it all for tonight. Mr. Twisted Words, he did his thing here. He definitely closed down the show on a good note. So we'd like to say thank you so much and have a blessed rest of the weekend. We love you. Peace.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good
we
night,
love
John,
you.
John. Good night, John. John.
Oh,